Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Now, we have been discussing the various mumim, the various blemishes that would make an animal unfit to be a bechor, and then it could be slaughtered and eaten as a regular animal. So we're continuing now in Mishnah Beis. Rish shel ayin shenikav, if the eyelid has a hole, shenifgam, if it's missing a piece, shenistak, if it's got a slit cut in it, hariba enav dak, if the eye is clouded over, tavlul, and the Mishnah will explain what a tavlul is in just a few minutes, chilazon nachash ve'enav, so if it's got something the shape of a snail or the shape of a snake, ve'ezahu tavlul, and what is a tavlul, which we just said a second ago is going to be explained, Lavan haposek besira v'nichnas b'shachor. It's when the white of the eye breaks through the ring and goes into the black part. B'shachor v'nichnas b'lavan. But if the black part goes into the white, eino mum, that is not considered a defect, she'ein mumim b'lavan, because there are no defects involving the white part of the eye. Let's look at some Bartnuras on this. Chilazon nachash. So it's shaped like a snail or shaped like a snake. What is? Hainu chilazon, hainu nachash. These are actually the same type of defect. The karahu nachash asoy menumer k'nachash. And it's basically just describing its shape. So it's the same type of defect, and it's regardless of the shape it is. So the nachash is shaped like a snake. V'hu basar nosaf hanimshach v'chupa k'tzat min hashchor b'sheba'ayin. And that's some sort of extra flesh, some protuberance that covers a piece of the black part of the eye. If it's only on the white part of the eye, that wouldn't be a problem, but if it's on the black part of the eye, it makes it a baal mum. Mishnah Gimel. Havarvad. If there are, and we'll see that varvad is white spots. Bahamayim and water. Hakavuim, if they are a permanent defect, and kavuim goes on both of these. Ezahu chavarvad hakavua, what is a permanent chavarvad? Kol sheshahu shmonim yom, if it's there for 80 days. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, bodkin oso shlosha pa'amim mitoch shmonim yom, that the animal has to be checked 3 times in that 80-day period. Ve'elu hein mayim hakavuim, and the following are permanent waters that the eye is tearing, and it's a permanent condition. Acholach v'yaveh shel geshamim. If it doesn't go away after you feed it food of the dry season and food of the wet season in fields that are watered by rain. Lach v'yaveh shel shlachim. But if you feed it these types of food from a field that's irrigated. Achol hayaveh v'achachach achol halach. But if you feed it the dry and afterwards the wet. Einu mum. It's not a mum, or in other words, you can't determine that it is a mum. Ad shiyocha hayavesh achar halach, unless you fed it the dry after the moist. So basically, it's prescribing a treatment that should cure this condition. But if you don't do the treatment right, you haven't proved anything. Let's look in some Bartnuros here. Chavarvad. So what's chavarvad? Kamin tipin levanos shba'ayin. So it's a type of white dots in the eye. V'hamayim and water. Hayordim el ha'ayin umonin haros. So this water comes into the eye and it affects the animal's vision. Hakvuim, permanent. Atarvayhu koi. So this doesn't just go mayim kvuim, it goes on both of the things that preceded in the Mishnah. Bodkinoso shlosha pa'amim betoch shmonim yom. So the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus is that the animal must be examined 3 times in this 80-day period. B'cho esrim v'shiva yom shehu shlish hazman shel shmonim yom bekerev. So it's every 27 days, which is approximately every third of this time period. Bodkinoso imhalachacha varvad. So it's examined to see if this defect has gone away. V'im halach, and if it goes away, af al pi shechazar, even if it comes back, monin lo shmonim niyom shechazar, then you start a new count of 80 from the time it came back. V'ein hachavarvad kavua ad shiyamo shmonim yom. And these white dots are not considered a permanent defect until it's been there for 80 days continuously. V'im lo badkuhu b'toch shmonim yom, and if you don't examine it during the course of the 80 days, af al pi shenimtza hacharavad sham b'yom shmonim, even though you may find these dots there on the 80th day, lo havimum, it's not yet considered a defect. D'shema b'intayim halach v'chazar, because maybe in the interim it went away and it came back. The halacha k Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, that one must do this examination in order for this to be considered a defect. Elu hein hamayim hakavuim, and these are the permanent waters. Klomar b'maya dinan ikavuim o ovrim. It means to say, how do we know if these are permanent or temporary? Lach, so first you feed it wet. Hagadah ba'adar b'chatzi Nisan. So that's food that grew during the month of Adar and the first half of Nisan. In other words, during the rainy season. V'yavesh, and dry. Hagadah ba'elol v'chatzi Tishrei. So that's the food that grew in the month of Elul and the first half of Tishrei. Shagashamim, and it's got to be in a field that was watered by rain. Hainu shagadah b'sadeh beis habal, and it's in a private person's field. U'masnisan chasuri michsura. And our Mishnah is lacking. It leaves some things out that are understood, but it doesn't really read clearly in the flow. So now the Bertner is going to fill in the gaps and explain what's supposed to be understood. V'hachi katani, and here's what it means to say. Achal lach v'yave shagashamim. You eat the wet and the dry from a watered field. Hari zemum. Then you know it's a mum, because the cure didn't work. Shobes hashlachin, but if it's from an irrigated field, eno mum, then it's not a mum, or rather you don't know that it's a mum. Udigeshamim nami, and even from a field watered by rain, achal yavesh v'achachach achal lach, if you feed it the dry and afterwards the wet, eno mum, you cannot count it as a mum, achiyachal yavesh achar halach, unless you have fed it the dry after the moist. So you have to follow the cure, and if the cure doesn't work, then you know it is a permanent defect. Shobes hashlachin, this doesn't work if you do it from an irrigated field. Eretz hatzricha lahashkos, lo havi refuah, v'lo badkinan bay. A field that needs to be irrigated is not considered a cure for this, and therefore you cannot test an animal with food from such a field. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hay.